Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. November 17. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
Says the Lord, for behold, the finishing work of my Spirit has begun. And in these last days, says God, I call my people to offer themselves as that living sacrifice, to prepare themselves for the final hour. I, the Lord, am coming back for a bride prepared unto myself. Prepare yourselves now, for my return is soon. Be ready.
For there shall be a short period of rest now, saith the Lord, that you may contemplate on what I have told you and what I have said, and the warnings that I have given you that have now come upon the earth. A short period of rest. A period of silence. A silence not unlike the time just before my wrath will be poured out upon the earth at the seventh seal. So pay attention to it and think, saith the Lord.
And now a posthumous word from Sister Johnson.
Here I am. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to come forth, for the time is short. You have no more time. I am here. I am here. You need to come forth. There's no time for you. No time for you to make up your mind. You need to know. You need to know in your heart that I am the only way, saith the Lord.
That posthumous word was spoken by my wife back in September of 2005, 2 years before God called her home. It could not be more pertinent today than when it was spoken then. Glory to God, He's still on the throne. Welcome to Signs of the Times International Radio Program. This is a preaching program followed with up-to-date prophecy news behind the news. Though this is not a breaking news program, it compares, interestingly, Bible prophecy with the events happening in your world today. I am your host, Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice, just like in biblical times, to be His watchman. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? The Bible has spoken through the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Now don't be a murmurer or a hypocrite. Listen with open ears and a pure heart to what our Father God has placed on my heart to voice about the Antichrist move in the end days you live in. Now, listen carefully to a message by Pastor Ralston titled, God's Lifeline. Stay tuned again for the prophecy news which will follow this message.
Praise God. The title of this message is God's Lifeline. Let me start with Matthew 6:19-21. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon the earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The U.S. government has offered a lifeline to the Wall Street financial market crisis. More money and more taxes and more debt and more control. The U.S. bank problem is now a global problem. You can be sure that there will be a solution coming down the pike, a solution that maybe a 19th century fellow by the name of Albert Pike might have known about. A solution I'm sure that a few at the beginning of the Great Depression of the 1930s might have known about. And we know what happened shortly after the 1930s. An Antichrist-type man rose to power called Hitler. Well, I'll tell you, the true Antichrist, when he does come into power, we believe he's coming into power in these last days, he's going to be a lot worse than Hitler. And it says, because it wasn't yet time back in the 30s, and Israel had yet to become a nation. That's why the true Antichrist couldn't show up on the scene. Israel was not yet a nation. See, things had to be put into place before the last day events could come into play. the time was prolonged and the solution as well. Revelation 13 gives us the best clue as to what the solution will look like, and that clue is fast being assembled using today's technology. Desperate situations call for desperate measures. Desperate measures mean desperate and newly written laws to appear as great, reasonable, and rational solutions for the whole world to operate and function under. It will appear as the answer that will end war, depression, unfairness, terrorism, poverty, and all those things like that. It will come across as the mother of all great ideas or solutions, the solution that is mentioned in Revelation 13. Yet, before I take time to even talk about that, has anybody ever considered what God offers to those who would lose out on their money? To those who have no money at all? To those who have money but do not know the best way to invest it? You know, God Himself tried to get mankind's attention many times, and Isaiah 55 is no different. God has always had an answer and a valid solution to our problems, but it has always seemed easier to do things ourselves without God's help. God has the manual, but who will read it for the directions? Who will hear God's lifeline that has in its package deal everything that includes stock that never goes down? He promises life that has no end, joy that does not stop, peace that goes beyond comprehension, and hope that is more sure than your faith being seen in a mirror. This is what he has to say in Isaiah 55, 1 through 13. Ho! Everyone that's thirsty, come to the waters. He that has no money, come on, buy and eat. Come on, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Just that alone ought to get your attention. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? See, God knows what really satisfies a person. This is what he says. Hearken, you know, that means to listen, diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. So obviously, what God has to offer is so good, you can get it in great abundance. Incline your ear. He says it again. It's funny that when you read the book of Revelation in the Bible, it speaks of the last days. He often said to the churches, you who have an ear to hear, hear.
Right.
Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. So obviously, we need to listen to what God is saying so that we will live. And he says, I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And we all know that God had mercy upon David, who had a heart after God's own heart. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Whether you know it or not, the Scriptures are leading you to Jesus Christ, God's Son. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. I will tell you the truth that God is still near, but the time of his nearness is coming to a rapid close. This is the closing hour, and soon darkness will come. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. For he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And I'll tell you, if you don't receive God's forgiveness, you're not going to be saved. If you don't receive God's forgiveness, how can you hope that you'll be in heaven? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and it returns not thither, but waters the ground and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing thereto I sent it. You know, and I tell you that God will not send his word to someone who doesn't seek him out and comes. But those who seek the Lord, God will bring his word to them. And if they receive that word, it will prosper. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break before you in the singing, and all the trees of the fields shall clap their hands. Yep, even all creation will applaud you. Not only the angels in heaven will rejoice when you come to Christ and receive him as your Savior, but all creation will applaud you. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. It shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Now that's the best 13-verse package deal that you'll ever hear offered. That package deal is all included when you believe or put your trust in Jesus Christ and announce him as Lord of your life. If not him, then who? Who will die for your sins and bury them forever? Who will rise from the dead victoriously over sin, conquering Satan and death, and give you a chance to do the same? Who will prepare a place for you that is 100% guaranteed to be there when you leave this earth? Who will give you grace when you are judged by the Creator of the universe? Who will see to it that you are reimbursed for everything given by you for the glory of God? The answer to those five questions is Jesus, the one who is, was, and is to come, and that being very soon. How can you know that Jesus is all that he says he was? That can only be attained by grace through faith. Take the time to hear all the promises he offers. Read his word. If you are convinced and the word speaks to your heart, then open your heart and invite him into your life. Respond to him when he would ask you to do something. Trust him, even though it doesn't line up with your way of thinking and your way of doing things. You will be glad you did. God's lifeline represents provision for escape. This world as we know it now is rapidly deteriorating because God's judgment is in effect. Hebrews 2:3 says, how can we escape if we neglect that great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews 12:25-29 says, see that you refuse not him that speaketh, because if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven. Boy, God has spoken very clearly. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, because our God is a consuming fire. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:13-14, there hath no temptation taken you but that which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. And of course, idolatry represents anything that takes the place of God as God in your lives. And it is sad to say that there have been many Christians who have put money as their God in this generation. Give God a chance in your life today. Give God a chance, and you'll be glad you did. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ralston. Now please listen to this audio clip of President-elect Messiah Obama, spoken before he was elected, by the way.
There are a lot of Jewish people who are just as moral or even more moral than I am. There are a lot of Muslims.
Did you hear that? Let me play it again.
There are a lot of Muslims. There are a lot of Muslims who are decent, good, kind people. I don't think they are any less children of God.
Did you hear that? Let me play it again.
There are a lot of Muslims. There are a lot of Muslims. I don't think they are any less children of God. Muslims. I don't think they are any less children of God.
My, my, my. Now you know exactly what kind of Christian Obama is. So now, let's listen to the prophecy news behind the news reports that tell us we are in the end of days. Let's begin with the Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. More of the same, only worse for 2009. Both American presidential candidates preach change in an effort to get your vote. After the dust has settled, reality strikes viciously, and I want to tell you something, it's not very pretty. The most important point to understand is that the outcome is carved in granite, especially in the Bible. There is no turning back, and no amount of fiddling, intervention, or financial repair work can stop the nasty ending. Our lives are permanently changed, and we must deal with it. Socialism is here, and more is on the way. The United States of America is bankrupt, and even more. Watchman comment. President-elect Lord Obama already backtracked on his promises only 2 days after the election. And hold on, the car is at the top of the coaster ride right now. And you know what that means, don't you? A real fast ride, almost straight down. Jude chapter 3, verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness, and thereby denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Continuing, Hamas praises Obama win as historic victory for the world. The Hamas terrorist group believes the election of Senator Barack Obama is a historic victory for the world and an opportunity to change U.S. foreign policy toward engagement with America's foes. Ahmad Youssef, Hamas's chief political advisor in the Gaza Strip, said. Watchman comment. Watch carefully now as the false messiah Lord Obama's ties with Islam are revealed. Continuing. Impeached Lord Obama group pops up on Facebook. Barack Obama has not even been sworn in yet as the 44th President of the United States, but groups are springing up online calling for his impeachment. On Facebook, an impeached Barack Obama group has attracted more than 700 members. Another Facebook group of the same name has 160 members. There are a lot of Americans out there that do not fully understand the concept of socialism or communism, which is why they've elected Obama as president, the sites say. Watchman comment, I told you this would happen, but it is sooner, much sooner than I even thought. Like I have said many times, 2009 will be a year that changes this world. Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Democrats vow to pursue an aggressive agenda. Flush with victory, built on incursions in the South and West, congressional Democratic leaders are promising to use their new power to join President-elect Barack Obama in pursuing an aggressive agenda that puts top priority on the economy, health care, energy, and ending the Iraq War. On the day after the election, leadership battles were breaking out across Capitol Hill as lawmakers contemplated the prospects of a new power and opportunity. My, my, my. Watchman comment. Is the power of the beast system breaking forth? I think it is. We sure will see. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Watchman comment on that verse and what I just read that's been in the news. Listen to me, folks. It's going to go really hard on people like Obama who claim to be Christian and they are not. His hidden agenda is Muslim, is Islam. It has nothing to do with Christianity or, I might add, the United States of America. It has everything to do with a new world order with Islam at its head. Don't believe it? Don't close your eyes. You're liable to find yourself in the middle of it before you open them again. Continuing. Bans in three states on gay marriage. In California, where same-sex marriage has been performed since June, the ban had more than 52% of the vote, according to figures by the Secretary of State, and was projected to win by several California news outlets. Opponents of the same-sex marriage, however, won by even bigger margins in Arizona and Florida. Just 2 years ago, Arizona rejected a similar ban. The across-the-board sweep, coupled with passage of a measure in Arkansas intended to bar gay men and lesbians from adopting children, was a stunning victory for religious conservatives. Watchman comment, no, no, no. It was a victory for the innocent children who would have been adopted by perverted homosexuals as their sex toys. And this, gay rights backers file 3 lawsuits challenging Proposition 8. After losing at the polls, gay rights supporters filed 3 lawsuits asking the California Supreme Court to overturn Proposition 8, an effort the measure supporters called an attempt to subvert the will of voters. Lawyers for same-sex couples argued that the anti-gay marriage measure was an illegal constitution revision, not a more limited amendment as backers maintain, because it fundamentally altered the guarantee of equal protection. Watchman comments, the votes of the people have spoken, yet these perverted homosexuals will not accept the sinful error of their ways. Hell will be their eternal home if they persist in this abomination. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. Do you not know that the wicked shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, homosexuals, will inherit the kingdom of God. Watchman comment. Now, you homosexuals hate me, and you hate God. What do you expect but condemnation? And no, I do not hate you, and God does not hate you, but God and I do hate sin, and it is your choice to be on the outside of the Bible blessings. And because you have made that choice, when you get to the place where the sheep are divided from the goats, then the sheep go into heaven, and you stand outside the gates ready for your trip to hell, don't blame me, I warned you. Continuing. Obama-Biden transition announcement. For the past several months, a board of advisors has been informally planning for a possible presidential transition. Among many projects undertaken by the Transition Board have been detailed analysis of various transition efforts, policy statements made during the campaign, and the workings of federal government agencies and priority positions that must be filled by the incoming administration. With Barack Obama and Joe Biden's election, this planning success will now be formally organized as the Obama-Biden Transition Project, a 501c4 organization. Watchman comment, my oh my, what are they trying to cover up now? Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. My, my, my. Watchman comment again. Are you following Christ or are you following man out there in Radio Land? Did you vote for Obama and you're a Christian? My. I don't know if that'll send you to hell, but it was not. I said it was not the right thing for you to do. Read your Bible. Oh, my goodness. Continuing. Scientists confirm global warming at North and South Poles. An international team of scientists have created a climate model that they say proves human activity is responsible for global warming not only at the North Pole, but at the South Pole as well. The model includes data from Antarctica, about which relatively little is known. Substantial warming has been detected along up to half of Antarctica's frozen coastlines. That will lead to an even greater rise in sea levels. Watchman comment. Prophecy posted on the www.neaiga.org website. That's neaiga.org website has predicted these sea levels rising. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson. Please listen. Sunday, May 6, 2007.
Thus saith the Lord, America, the winds that blow upon you are changing. The winds are now coming upon the east coast from the east, which is uncommon. And because they come from the east, they will become stronger and more devastating, says God. And upon all coasts of America, you shall see the waters rise. Parts of the coast that were dry will become covered in water, as will the coast of the whole world. As will the coast of the whole world. As will the coast of the whole world. For it is a time now, for it is a time now that will show my wrath upon the sin of the world. For it is a time now that will show my wrath upon the sin of the world, saith the Lord.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Now, I put those repeats in there to get your attention to the part of that prophecy that was the fulfillment of the news report I just read. Did you get it? Did you hear it? Amen. This program airs with new programs every Monday and Wednesday on WWRB 3.185 at 11 p.m. USA Eastern Time. You calculate your time. It also airs a complete prophecy news behind the news with no preaching at 10:30 p.m. A little earlier on Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, WWRB 3.185. Tune in and be blessed. Contact info, www.neaiga.org. You can email from the site. Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. 24-hour voicemail, 1-607-201-5663. Repeating, www.neaiga.org for the website. Signs, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y 13797, USA. 24-hour voicemail, 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson speaking my simple but very urgent message to the remnant of God and the peoples of all the earth. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until then, Maranatha, my good friends, Jesus and I love you all, even those who do not love us back. Amen. Watchman's ending, shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.